Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair, Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, just to remind you. I began also by thanking our co-chairs and also colleagues in ANCTAD for organizing today's event. And I also wanted to thank Mr. Schneider before he's leaving for coming here and sharing his experiences in this area. Mr. Co-Chair, I wanted to focus on the situation of investment in the SDGs in Afghanistan and to the extension in the LDCs in general, which are still struggling in achieving the first five goals, which are not very attractive areas of private investment. The progress has lacked in connecting the LDCs with the regional and global best practices on SDG financing. And hence, this meeting and this gathering is welcoming. Of importance for the LDCs at this juncture is fostering and making use of regional and global partnership, including investment schemes. Role of international organizations and networks of partners for SDG will be instrumental in helping us realize the aim. Colleagues, notwithstanding the challenges that impede progress, Afghanistan is poised to enter the crucial decade of 2020-2030, ready to get started on aligning and implementing national development policies, strategies, and programs to achieve SDGs in Afghanistan. We have designed the Productive Afghanistan Strategy that focuses, among other things, on promoting self-sufficiency in food by 2024. The objective is vital to achieving our first and most crucial goals of eradicating poverty and hunger. The goal one and two that connects with other goals and makes eradication of poverty and hunger the most important leverage point in our strategy. However, private sector investment has been the lowest in all sectors, including agriculture, simply because of the lower profit margins and tough and unfair subsidies in the region. The work is underway on developing models, tools, and institutional frameworks on financing Afghanistan SDGs. In parallel with review and assessing relevance and feasibility of the global and the regional best practices as a first step, a full development finance assessment and costing of the Afghanistan SDGs is set to commence toward the end of this year and to be completed by June of 2020. Given the lessons and the experiences, the Afghanistan SDG financing strategy will focus mostly on identifying innovative sources of financing, including making use of regional and global partnership on investment schemes. Number two, encouraging and bringing public-private partnerships, which promotes private sector contribution to the SDGs. And three, Islamic finances, another option that would be explored toward innovating finances. Distinguished colleagues, the progress made on mapping investment needs for the SDGs globally presents an opportunity to mobilize further funds for the SDGs, since it will feed into the financing strategy of Afghanistan SDGs too. However, it also points to the need for taking transformative and initiatives to mobilize and direct resources to funding SDGs at the required pace and order of magnitude. Although progress is visible in the SDG in the relevant areas such as agriculture, climate change, and health. In conclusion, Mr. Co-Chair, the Afghanistan SDGs are ambitious. Afghanistan financing SDG plans are ambitious. The resources to meet them are limited, and the situation is compounded by projected decline in ODI in Afghanistan. In fact, that achieving SDGs, even with the current level of aid maintained, would not be possible. This necessitates efforts to explore and make use of alternative sources of funding and finance. It's crucial that little precious available funds, public investments, and funding could be leveraged to attract private sector investment and the other potential financing instruments. I thank you very much, Mr. Chair.